This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Washington Nationals are back in business today. Washington, D.C.'s new Major League Baseball team resumes merchandise and ticket sales. Operations shut down last week because of a dispute between baseball and the D.C. City Council over how to pay for the team's new ballpark. The council resolved the dispute yesterday, but some say the problems are far from over. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
By a narrow 7-6 margin, Washington, D.C. City Council approved a stadium financing deal yesterday that had been in serious jeopardy a week before. After the vote, a happy and relieved Mayor Anthony Williams let loose with baseball cliches.
Tonight I am proud to say that finally and at last all of us have risen above the fray, and the Washington Nationals are finally rounding third and they're heading home to the nation's capital. Isn't that great? Who thinks that great? I think it's great. Come on, people.
Perhaps audience members didn't cheer wildly because they were still recovering from a week in which baseball almost left D.C. before it even got there. Washington had been named the new home for the Montreal Expos after Williams agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball. It called for D.C. to publicly finance a new stadium package expected to cost more than $500 million. Last week, with the deal up for City Council approval, Chairman Linda Kropp said no, there had to be some private funding or the deal was off. Baseball officials were livid, so was Williams, who didn't talk to Kropp for several days. They finally broke the silence and negotiated with baseball officials, and Kropp withdrew her ultimatum about private financing. But she's still confident the city can get the funding to help pay for the cost of the new ballpark.
It is my expectation, as the legislation says, that it will be at least 50%. It is my hope, and I believe there is a possibility that it could be even more, possibly 100% of private dollars that could be utilized for the private financing aspect.
The new legislation now requires baseball to make financial concessions. Baseball has to share potential costs from stadium construction delays and cost overruns. But critics of the deal say they are minor concessions and that D.C. public dollars still will pay for most of the estimated $584 million project. City Council member Carol Schwartz was angry after the vote.
We should all have at least one opportunity in a lifetime to negotiate with this D.C. crew. We could all retire as rich people. So I commend Major League Baseball on its Major League negotiators, and I condemn our own Minor League negotiators. They cleaned our clock.
In a written statement, Commissioner Bud Selig said Major League Baseball was pleased with the council's legislation. The stadium is targeted for opening in 2008. The Washington Nationals are scheduled to play in D.C.'s RFK Stadium until then. Tom Goldman, NPR News.